We're here with Utah gymnast Georgia DeBritz. So you got another 10.0 at the meet. You know, is it just kind of like it's an old hat now because you've had, what, 7 in your career? Or is it still, like, just really exciting?
No, each 10 is just as exciting as the last, and I think it will stay that way throughout the rest of my career. You know, I have a little bit longer, so you kind of just cherish each one.
So what was it like? It was the largest gymnastics crowd ever. What was it like competing in front of that on senior night?
It was crazy to have that many fans in there. You know, I didn't even think we could fit that many fans in the Huntsman. 16,000 people showed up for 15 girls, Utah girls, to compete, and, you know, it was against a great team, so they put on a great show, and it was just, the energy in there was amazing.
Yeah, and I heard they had to actually turn people away, too. That's crazy. Do you think that that atmosphere, do you think that helped contribute to the highest score on the season or senior night, or was it just you guys were just ready to go?
You know, we have been building throughout the season, and we've shown a lot of progression throughout the season, and now we are coming to a close end of that. So, you know, I'd like to say that it was a combination of a little bit of everything. You know, the fans give us a lot of energy. We have been building a lot throughout the senior season, and it was senior night. So I think it was a combination of all of that that really put us over the top that night.
Was it also kind of bittersweet for you, too, since it's the last regular season home meet? I know the Pac-12 tournament's now in Utah.
Yeah, you know, normally when the senior night is the last home meet of the season, it's kind of sad, and you're like, you know, this is the last time in front of my fans. But it was kind of exciting to know that we still had the Pac-12 championship, but, you know, it was our last regular season home meets, and we had a lot of our families there and obviously the 16,000 fans. So it was still sad at the same time.
Yeah. So traveling all the way across the country to face Georgia, do you think that's going to be difficult because it's going to be the first time you're really leaving the West this season?
Yeah, I mean, traveling is always a little bit of a, you know, it's a thing you have to deal with, and I think our team is really good at that, and, you know, we prepare ourselves for those kinds of things, and Georgia's a great competitor, so it'll be a tough meet.
I know your family, they're in Massachusetts. Are they going to try to come down at all since it'll be the closest meet for you?
Yeah, I do have some family coming down, some friends driving down, so it's like a 20-something hour drive for them. But, yeah, I'll have some fans there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But that should be exciting for you to have.
Yeah, for sure, because it is hard for my family to get out here because it's a far trip, and, you know, it's difficult to get out here, and it's long. So that trip's a little bit easier for them, so it'll be fun.
Yeah. So last question. What are kind of your overall goals now that you're on the cusp of the end of the regular season? If you win, you're undefeated. What are your goals for the rest of the season?
You know, right now my goals are just to maintain consistency. We only have a couple more meets left. You know, we have Georgia, and then we have Pac-12's regionals and hopefully nationals. So there isn't very many, and I'd like to just maintain the level that I'm at and, you know, fix a few things here and there. I'm not really setting any outcome-oriented goals because sometimes that's out of our control, and, you know, I'm just going to go out there and do what I know how to do.
Cool. Thank you
very
much. Good luck.
No, thank you.